Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
I nominate you for an award for creating that segment introduction, Fat Boy.
You know, I appreciate you, but I think somebody else has to do it before they consider it. It's like insider trading if you do it or something like
so,
that.
So, I know. It's like that time I tried to nominate myself for a Jefferson Award. I went downstairs to, I had some business downstairs, some paperwork at me. Best be called. All right. Fat Boy, take it away. Win this thing. It's not a battle. Lord.
You know, kids love animals. They really do. And that's how you can tell if you got an evil kid or not, you know, if he's mean to animals or whatnot. But anyway, this kid wanted to hold a bird. So he holds the bird. It's a cardinal. But the bird, I guess the bird didn't want to be held.
Yeah.
So look, sometimes they say kids say the damnedest things, right?
They do.
Well, this one definitely did right here. Might be the first time he ever cussed. That's the bird.
Ow. Ow. What the ow. Why did he bite me?
Okay, will you... Well, I don't know if you have time to play it again, but...
I will, regardless.
So, he's going and picking up the bird, and the bird's biting him, and he just screams the S word for some reason over and over again.
Yeah, it's a... hang on. It's a cardinal, and he's picking it up, and like in his hand, he's not squeezing it too hard. But the cardinal's biting, like, he reaches down to bite his hand, like, around it.
Okay.
Where in the hell is it? Give me a second. Here we go. Get my damn mouse! Sorry. Here we go.
Ow. Ow. What the ow. Why did he bite me?
Mom's trying not to laugh because he says, what the S?
What the S? Wow. Paige is the new test on this. That one didn't resonate with her either.
I feel like her tism might be kicking in over here. She's not paying attention.
Priapism, is that what you were referring to? This right here is one of my most favorite video-type little elements, and I refound it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, yeah, I had that saved on a favorite place on an old bookmark on an old browser. I don't know where that thing went, and then I saw it again. It's like, it is the best when you refine them and say, you know what? Not only am I going to save this for myself, I'm going to share it with everyone. So the year was 1983. Mm. And
I remember
someone wanted to get maybe a free automobile. And to get the free automobile, they did a series of commercials. This is all hearsay. But here is one of said commercials from 1983, Bradenton, Florida, Tom Stymus
Auto.
Jim Stamos, Dusty Rhodes, bringing it to you factory direct. Tell them, Dream, tell them.
The American Dream never lied to you. We can't lie to you. We can't beat it. Awesome's the word. When the Russians can't put a spaceship on the moon, that ain't awesome. Awesome is America. Awesome is Tom Stivers. Awesome is our deals. And if you can't deal with us, then we gonna come deal with you. And you don't want that mess around your house, because we gonna knock you out.
Like, clearly, oh, one take. Yeah, one take.
I feel like they're trying to wind him down in the end because he kind of got distracted, it sounded like, a little bit.
We're going to knock you out.
He remembered he was, like, facing Nikita and Ivan probably that weekend at the Omni. And it's like, I got to take a shot at the Russians. They couldn't land on the moon 20 years ago.
The arena, yeah. The arena that did not have any luxury suites.
The Omni?
That's why they couldn't keep a team.
The Omni, yeah. God, they really, I mean, that's a solid point.
No. So, I played the laugh for you, you know, ad nauseum, they say, over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Who's laughing and about what? I'm going to play the clip, and if you can't understand it, I'll tell you what happened. And I'm going to tell you who it is. Cameron and Mace have a podcast, and they're good buddies.
Of course they do.
They went to high school together, you know, followed each other's careers, whatnot.
Yeah.
So, what's popular right now as you're going around as a topic is old Diddy trial.
Mm-hmm.
So Cameron's talking about the Diddy trial, and then you hear Mace laugh. But if you can't understand what they're talking about, I'll tell you what it is, because this was a shock. It surprised people.
Is Mace still a preacher?
No, he's not.
Really?
I don't think so.
Backslider.
He doesn't talk like he's one.
Backslider.
I can't wait to hear this.
It's a pretty funny clip, though.
I was watching the P. Diddy trial. So named the Punisher came in here yesterday. Was he running around Bad Boy back in the days, Murder? A named the Punisher. Who was the Punisher? Was he security back in the day? Who's the Punisher? The male prostitute?
Yeah, I never met him.
I ain't know if that was somebody changing their identity up. Bentley or one of them. Say, you ain't Mr. Bentley no more. You the Punisher.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah.
That was super wild.
Yeah.
That's right. There was a male prostitute named the Punisher.
The Punisher? Man, not Mr. Bentley?
That Diddy would hire.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wow. Like, with all the other allegations that the Punisher was into that were going on. And then Mace said he never met him. But
Paige is thinking it's the guy who has the big skull on his chest in the Marvel comic books.
It ain't that Punisher. No, they back just as ripped. You know what I don't like? There's a word rappers say in a song.
Oh, my God. Don't go there.
Well, I'm saying, like, if they say it to each other, I shouldn't have to bleep it, right? As long as I don't say it.
I mean,
I feel
this is
like
a gray
this.
Area.
I don't know.
It sounds more like a black area.
It feels disrespectful.
I don't know.
Me bleeping it.
I'll tell you the funny thing. Look at Paige turning away. She knows this story. I was in line at a fast food restaurant. Obviously, this has been quite some time ago, and I was listening to a rap song or whatever, and it's on like 3. On the volume, so the person standing at the window can hear. And that person was of color. And when the certain part came on, I knew the lyric was going to be that. I turned it down. She looked at me and gave me a wink.
Oh, I thought she was going to start singing it.
Oh, no.
She just gave me a little wink. Like,
she knows.
I saw what you did. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. It was fine, though, but go ahead.
Yeah. I was
if you were singing along, that would have been issues. Yeah,
I was in a business and like an official work capacity, and they were playing Uncut Biggie. I'm like, oh, wow.
Well,
two old people just walked out the door.
I know. And like when I went and see Big Sean that time, yeah, I went. And Big Sean, Ying Yang. Like, I'm right at like 4th row, and there's like certain, I knew every word, and there's like just certain parts I couldn't sing.
You don't even mouth it though, right? Because somebody's watching.
I know. I'm like, there's probably somebody up there on the drum kit with a camera and sitting there zooming in. I'm going to be on World Star later singing along. Nope, not going to do it.
I'm going to take Rico with me when I go to a show and be like, you sing these parts.
Right. Yes. That's right. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
That was great. My turn now, right?
It is your turn.
All right. This one's real simple to explain. This is from an international... That was his chair. International gas station. By that, I mean It looks like it is.
I've seen those underwear.
The person that's being that's trying to purchase something is clearly a tourist. This person is sitting on a chair. It's been what we would call jerry-rigged stay together. Now, what happens is sometimes when a chair falls, everything goes. See if you can hear. When you hear the explosion, wait for it.
That ain't real.
It is, too. It's a woman sitting on, she's behind the desk, sitting on this chair that was propped up. You could already tell it was teetering. And there's a woman standing there buying what looked to be a candy bar, some kind of protein bar or something like that.
She don't need a protein
bar. And she just lays it there and just walks away as this woman collapses in the floor and farts for a near 30 seconds.
Can I do it again?
Please.
God, man,
good
it was
Lord.
That was coming from depths of ass.
Yes,
that is.
That's like one she had been holding, waiting on the busyness, people buying lottery
that's
tickets
like
and crap.
She bit over and let it flow.
She fell to the ground and then it just all came out.
That's when you know she's a big woman. Like that had
she
to
was.
Come from.
She had a large posterior.
Long intestines. It had to make its way out of.
Long I mean, intestines.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Listen to it get ramped up.
It's like, no, don't close it up yet. There's more. There's a little bit more.
The sucker got a second wind.
It was like she took a breath and more came out.
Oh, my God. Like, how
can you do that? Like, when you're doing it, can you take a deep breath and add more to it?
No, but you like you can control. Like, sometimes if I do it, it sounds like a...
Like different notes.
Early
like
morning, you can play it like an yeah. instrument. I know.
Like a door in a haunted house. But this sounds like a go-kart taking off.
That's like a slick track.
Like
I
want to
hear Mike Joy call that fart.
Next time Jug's in here, we're going to play fart or NASCAR sound. And we'll see if Jug can tell.
That's a great title.
That's a fart, boys. Oh, no, that was goodness. You taking off at Daytona.
That's a NASCAR sound.
All right, take us home.
All right, there's a this is always fun. But it's
sorry, I was talking to Uber. Go ahead.
It's just a prank. This guy is riding with his dad, and his dad's got a bottle of liquor. And right when his dad takes a drink of his liquor, old Sonny here slams on the brakes. And then the dad just kind of laid into him. That's something you don't do.
Oh, man.
You bitch. Man, why you do that for? You make me wait in my liquor now. I don't like to wait in my alcohol now, bro. You can't even keep the damn down. Yeah, bullshit. Hey, don't do that no more.
Like, I think it was just a laugh, a little.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't like to waste my alcohol.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All the Rise Guys Morning Show.
1-800-774-0093 Anonymous, although not waiting as long, we'll go to the top of the line. Has a situation going on. Anonymous, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry that you had to wait through all that, but Fat Boy was showing pictures on Google and I just had to walk over and look, reminiscing and such. What situation do you got going on here?
So I honestly don't know how I even feel right now. I think I might be getting set up. It almost feels like one of those situations like what would you do type situation.
I'm John Quinones.
I love that show. All right, go ahead.
Okay, because I just found out my car loan, which had like $5,000 left on it, got paid off completely. And I wasn't the one who paid it off. It was my ex-boyfriend.
Oh. Now, how is that even possible? I mean, it could be a million different things. I can't even guess. What specifically are we talking about here? You understand what I'm saying?
Maybe. What do you mean? Well, I don't know exactly how he paid it off because there was a note on my car that said you don't need to worry about the remainder of the loan anymore.
Oh. Because I just quickly interject, there was a small bill that my mom had taken on toward the end of her life, and I had found out about it, and I was going to pay it off for her for Christmas. I couldn't get her account information to do it.
Is it gone though? Like gone away? The bill?
Well, she's dead. I don't think. She had ended up paying it off. But I was going to try to surprise her and pay it off. And
that's
it wasn't
nice.
This huge like Madea money or anything. It was just I was going to pay it off, but I would have needed to take her bill, and then
she wouldn't let you.
Yeah. So that's kind of strange. So it's your ex-boyfriend. Like, what kind of...
Like, you didn't mention any time you were together about maybe him paying it off?
No.
Did he drive it a lot or something?
No. Nothing like that. Like, I didn't ask him for a dime in our relationship ever. It's so...
Just stay in touch, though? Like, have y'all been friendly since the breakup?
Well... Not, I mean, we text here and there.
How
but
long ago did you break up?
About 6 months ago.
Okay. All right.
It's pretty fresh still.
So you still texting and stuff, or?
A little bit. Like, we text, like, sometimes he'll check in on me, but it's nothing like we're not friends. We don't keep in touch.
So how do you know he paid it off then?
Because he left a note saying that it was him. And then he followed up like a few days later texting and said, you don't have to worry about your car payment anymore.
Well, that's nice if there's no strings attached to that. But I'd be afraid.
But that's very odd, though.
I'd be afraid he wanted something in return for that.
Did you call your bank or whoever and like vet that out and confirm it with them?
Yeah, it's completely paid off. So there's no money that I owe on the car anymore. But what I just can't tell if this is like a kind thing that he was trying to do or if it's concerning. Like there's going to be a string attached somehow.
Like, is this in his wheelhouse doing favors for people? Or like, I mean, that's a big one, but
it's nice.
Like, is he that generous of a guy?
I mean, that's the thing. Like, yes, he generous. And also it always typically came with a catch. And I've noticed that this kind of maybe comes up with his friends also. And it was a part of the reason we broke up.
Who has the title?
Well, she's got it now.
I do.
Paid off.
Well,
there's a catch. There's got to be a catch.
Like, what kind? Yeah, that's like, that's, I mean,
I would think
what's your gut say? Like, I mean, you've already said it, though. You said, like, you think there's strings attached. And I would say there absolutely is. I don't know why, and I'm probably bringing this from a movie or a TV show, but there was something where some guy started paying off people's bills and you know, very random, and they found out the guy was dying. Now, hopefully your ex isn't dying.
Oh, jeez.
But it was like one of those things where they didn't have maybe a will, or I forget what the movie was, but... Piscopo was in it, whatever that movie was.
Maybe he just feels Piscopo. Guilty and he's trying to make it up to you and move on.
Well, I never feel that guilty. $5,000 worth of guilty or
well,
more.
I mean, that's a lot of money, but I mean, the bullet's left the gun.
Yeah, I guess you got a free car now.
You got a free car.
What's his number?
I mean, that's definitely true. I'm feeling like it could be potentially a power move. But or, like, why would he just randomly pay off my car? And I haven't actually reached out yet to say thank you or anything.
Oh, God.
Because...
Okay. Well, so...
ask him to pay off your house first.
No, don't use him no more. But, like, I mean, if you know for sure... Yeah, I mean, you gotta... Well, you know, I'm a man telling you this. I don't know that that's fair, but, like... I'm a man saying that if an ex called me and said... Hey, I just paid off that barn or whatever. My car's paid off, but whatever. Even if I'm estranged from them or think there's something attached to it, I'm going to say, thank you. I appreciate the hell out of that. You shouldn't have.
Hang on for me.
You know, kind of thing. Oh, am I talking too much again?
Why is this? We really up against it.
I know. All right.
But that ain't enough time to process all that. A free car, that's what it is. I mean, it's got strings attached to it, but
it absolutely does. But it's if you're not in a relationship anymore, it's not a power move. It's maybe one of those moves where he misses you, and that's a strange way of doing it.
He's got money.
Like, don't talk, ghost him.
It doesn't say much for a woman that, at least in his point of view, I feel that if he's like, this is how I'm gonna get her back.
I'm going to control her life.
I'm going to give her $5,000.
Oh, I wish somebody would hate me like that for pay off my mortgage.
Well, I mean, the movie's called Pretty Woman.
Ghost the guy. Don't ever talk to him again.
Don't.
No, because you know, why do you have to be that way? Just say thank you, but from here on out, keep don't do that anymore. Because it makes me uncomfortable.
I would like to request, if she's still listening.
But what's his number? I'm just kidding.
Jesus. I don't blame you.
Yeah, see, you set women back when you make them jokes. Because little girls are listening right now saying, I'm going to drop out of school and I'm going to find a man.
I'm going to marry. That was always the dream. I'm going to marry a doctor.
I'm going to marry rich. And then you see the women who already have money say, don't marry for money. Don't. Marry for funny.
I did. Like, I married for funny.
I ain't found none that feel
love,
that way yet.
And if I ever get married again, it's just for... shallow reasons.
It's like they tell you to do the job you're happy with. Don't worry about the money, it'll come. But like,
yeah, don't be me.
But you can't tell you.
But you got to get lucky too.
You bill the people you know that you owe money to. Say, look, I'm still trying 100%. It's going to show up.
Look, I love what I do, but I just don't get paid.
My tarot card reading said that if I stay hard at this.
Your tarot.
Yes, my tarot card. Said this.
Like, that's why I'm here now. You know, you got to have a combination of luck, too. It's got to play into it. And you got to pay dues for a long time.
How would you feel if a woman did that for you? Would you feel...
paid off a car? I wouldn't personally like it because I don't like people having that to hold over you if they can. But then again...
Dude, that's what a lot of people are texting in now. I'm now...
well, I know. Reading a lot of that. Some of the people that I've dated in the past that were really controlling and wanted to know everything that I was doing every minute of the day. I would
hate
that.
Enough about Mark Hendricks' page.
I would hate that. Yeah, like, you need to call me. You didn't call me for the last 5 hours. Well...
God, that sounds just like it, actually. Are you in a relationship with an abusive boss?
Now, this is a solid question.
You didn't call me back?
It sounds sarcastic, but I don't have the answer to it myself. Why is it in this world there are more sugar daddies than sugar mamas?
I don't know if they are. I mean, I feel like it's a good even mix.
What do you consider like a sugar mama? Someone who's just going to pay all your bills and you can sit home and do nothing?
What is a sugar daddy?
Well,
that's kind of the same thing.
The difference is with the sugar mama, she's actually going to, you know, like...
She's going
to hook up.
Yeah.
You know, the sugar daddy, she's going to string you along the girl, the younger girl to get what she wants.
Remember the guy that we let's say we know him. I had his phone number until he changed it. But the comedian that we knew that married his sugar mama and just totally disappeared from life in general.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, guys, just got in the car. What are you talking about? Well, let's break it down for you. This is what we've been doing the last hour and 35 minutes since you just got in your car and decided to listen. We're talking about people who now have hobbies dressing up as underage kids and going online trying to catch child predators, but a lot of it is for video content because they're content creators.
Yep.
Now, who's a content creator? Everybody.
Anybody can be.
You're creating content. You're a content creator.
I don't like that they like to call us that. You know?
I've never been called that. I don't like... I was telling old... crap, salesperson, can't remember the name. It doesn't matter. I was I was telling he said, "Yeah, I don't think that's for us. I think that's just for talent." And that's what they call people in the building that are on the air. Ooh, I was like, I have such issues with that.
Well, I like that. That's a good one.
I mean, I think we have talent, but some of these others, no. There's no talent there.
See where you're going with that.
Let's hop on a call, Fat Boy. I don't have my screen open. So you go with the one you think is probably going to be the best call.
I don't want to say it because you'll know who it is as soon as they start talking.
Oh, let's see if I can figure out that. Good morning, mystery person.
Good morning.
Oh my God! It's the legend, the quickest legend of the show, I think, ever.
She rose to the top pretty quick.
Yeah, she did.
She did.
Good morning, Edith.
Good morning,
Edith. Real quick, before we get into whatever you want to talk about, what do you think about some people? I think it was on Twitter or Instagram that think you're a character and you're not a real person.
Oh yeah,
they were saying.
Well, the only thing fake about me is my teeth.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Different T word than I thought you were going to go with, and I appreciate you.
You said tooth?
Teeth.
Oh, I thought she said tooth is in one.
Tooth. She's like, I can only afford one right now, guys. We'll go for the full set.
Do you ever mess with people and spit them out in front of them?
Only whenever I'm laughing real hard.
Like, has it been like a movie where you laugh so hard and they shot out in someone's glass?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
that's so perfect.
Oh, hang on.
That's wild.
Did the same thing happen to you that happened to Matt's dad's Phil that one time?
My dad accidentally threw his away to Hooters. He left it on the table in a napkin, and he went to the bathroom, and we got up and went and paid, and they threw his damn teeth away. He went and got them.
They're expensive.
He did. He's like, and you know what's funny? I said, Daddy, that was a good excuse just to get back and go in the kitchen at Hooters.
Oh.
I was like, this is a good excuse, Matthew. I really threw away my teeth.
You know what I feel bad about now?
What?
When my dad died, the stuff they sent to me were his teeth. I didn't know he had false teeth. I'm not supposed to keep them, right? This is kind of weird.
Try to sell them.
What? Sell teeth?
I'm kidding.
Is there a market for selling teeth?
Well, what? I mean, what can they do with that?
Well, I don't know. Like, I feel like, Edith, you only have one set.
Make like a cool ashtray.
Oh, you put them in under glass or something.
That's a good question, Edith. Let's say, like, you for whatever reason, you shot your teeth out of your mouth laughing, and they went into a moving car, and you never got them again. Like, you don't have an extra set, right?
No.
Because they're probably, like, what, like $3,000 or $4,000 a pair?
Close.
God.
Very close.
Man.
I would get, like, a tooth at a time. I couldn't afford the whole set.
That's me.
Let me ask you a personal question. Have you ever taken them out for using your mouth on a man?
No bite marks.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, Lord.
Goodness.
Now the look would probably screw with him for a little bit, but when he got past that, he'd love it, I bet.
I mean, I'd be like, wow, you're like a big mouth bass. Now, let's talk about these undercover pedophile hunters. Thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. That's entrapment.
I mean,
no matter how you look at it, that's entrapment because there's somebody posing to be somebody that they're not. What's the thing with the pedophiles online? They're trying to be somebody they're not. There's no difference.
Yeah.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
But then if you say entrapment, you're looked upon as a sympathizer.
Well, no, I'm not, because I think every one of them ought to be castrated. But
they should be stump rope.
You can't entrap somebody. That it's entrapment.
Great movie too.
Yeah. Most of your police out there are only there to clean up the mess, because you get them out. They come out, they investigate, and they leave it alone.
Yeah.
They don't never really follow up on anything till something happens. When something happens, they show up.
There's a bunch of it going on. There really is.
Too much entrapment. Yeah.
Very, very much. Just take off the internet. If they are, if they're not, if they are pedophiles and they're using the internet to entrap young girls and young boys, then fix it so they're not allowed to have internet.
But I think that's going to open it up to us to have some kind of ID. You know what I mean? Like, other than...
Like a scarlet letter type thing.
Like, no, or something, some kind of mark of the beast, some kind of thing. Like, you got to have this. And I don't know. I think having to get a real ID is plenty.
Well, I mean, if you're like a pedophile and you've been accused of something horrendous, I'm not saying it to anyone.
She did.
I think you should have that to keep children safe.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
to know where you live so your kid doesn't wander in that neighborhood.
I mean, agree. Just, you go tell your neighbors, oh, I moved in. But, like,
you should also be able to know.
You shouldn't be able to be on social media.
No. Nor should you be able to talk to kids as they walk past your house.
Yep. Not in.
I'm thinking one of my neighbors must have been a sex offender because he never spoke when I walked by.
That's double entrapment at that point. He's just trying to get him again.
Edith, I hope you have the best week ever. And you have a good morning, okay?
All right. Y'all do the same, baby.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Edith.
Dude, think before about she said babies, and I was going to say this, like, and don't take this the wrong way, Edith. I've never met you. And one day I hope to.
Yeah,
but
you will.
Like, it's like having another connection to my grandma. Like, she reminds me a lot of my grandmother, certain things she says and the way she laughs.
I don't think your grandma would have talked about taking her teeth out and, you know, going to town on...
Nor would I have asked her. It's funny you say that.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.